We're going to call the Board of Supervisors back to open session. Mr. Simon, I appreciate the list and stuff. Just with the deputy sheriffs here, I'm going to do them next, just so they can get back on the street and get their hands safe.
You got for me too? Is that working now?
Yeah, I got it.
So.
Are we back up and running?
We're back up and running.
Yeah, he's got us back on.
Give us just a minute.
Do we need to look at the joys and technicalities? Okay. For those online, we're just doing some technical stuff right now.
Can we get like 30 seconds? I just need you to speak.
Absolutely, go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman.
You're fine.
Do you still have that list I gave you?
Yeah.
The names?
Yes.
Try to keep that all together.
It's working.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Sorry about the.
Don't worry about it. No, thank you.
Have a nice day, everyone.
Thank you.
Just to repeat, for those online, if you weren't able to hear, we're going to do the deputy sheriffs, which is item 6A. We're going to do that now and then come back to public comment and then go back down the order there. So for the deputy sheriffs.
It's DSA.
DSA, okay.
Not sure about that one.
But, President Masson?
Yes.
You have the floor, President.
I'd like in a room with sheriffs.
All right. Side chatter in the back is going to have to a little bit. It kind of throws people off my mind a little bit. All right. President Masson, thank you. You have the floor.
Thank you. I'm going to actually turn it over to my secretary, Mike Johnson.
Okay.
Start.
Sounds good.
And if I can get each name for the record, thank you.
Hi, good morning, Board of Supervisors. I'm Mike Johnson. I'm a retired Navy Chief Petty Officer, and I've been employed at the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office for the past 3.5 years. I'm currently the supervisor at the courthouse, a dive team member, and also the Assistant Search and Rescue Coordinator, and the, as Deputy, or Detective Masson said, the Secretary of the Deputy Sheriff's Association. I come before you today because the DSA needs your help and your support. As you well know, the Deputy Sheriff's Association has been in negotiations for the past year. We started in August of 2021. During that time, I've been an active member of the DSA's negotiation team. I feel it's very important that we, the DSA, inform you of a few concerning issues that we've had that were brought to our attention, and I'll speak of those. And our DSA President, Detective Masson, will present her concerns. And I apologize, I'm a little nervous right now.
That's all right.
Our negotiations were going well before Mike Jarvis, the county's hired negotiator, informed us that the deputies were being overpaid into the Cal's retirement system. He stated this mistake was made by the county's auditor's office approximately 13 years ago. With that being said, long story short, the DSA was asked to look the other way and expect a pay increase of 8.15%. The DSA was told the salary increase was approved by you guys, the Board of Supervisors, only if we looked the other way, and asked us not to report this to the discrepancies to the CalPERS. As you could imagine, the DSA, a sworn peace officers in the state of California, was taken back, and we could not accept that proposal. From that point on, Mike Jarvis's attitude and demeanor changed, and our negotiations have been very unproductive. We, the DSA, wanted to ask, went as far as to ask for a fact-finding hearing. The fact-finding hearing report is out, and we asked the Board of Supervisors to read that report and seriously consider the fact-finding reports as it's in favor, as we've read, in favor of the DSA. During negotiations with the DSA, the corrections offices, the DSA and corrections, But what I'm trying to say here is that the DSA and Corrections, as Mike Jarvis said, turn our sheriff's department into upside down into turmoil within our department. The department as a whole is severely understaffed, and we are still losing deputies. We have patrol deputies covering overtime shifts on patrol, at the jail, and in dispatch. The jail sent us an email just recently asking for deputies to help, patrol deputies to help cover 60 uncovered shifts at the jail.
Wow.
This past pay period, the patrol deputies worked 749 overtime hours. I personally worked 69.2 overtime hours this past pay period. Boss, we're tired, and we're asking for your help and support. Thank you for your time, and we hope our voices will paint the full picture and what's really going on and how it's affecting the sheriff's office. Thank you for your time.
I'll thank you, Mr. Johnson.
To Detective Masson.
My name is Mariah Masson. I am the president of the Deputy Sheriff's Association. I've been with the Sheriff's Department for a little over 8 years. Six of those years I've been on the Deputy Sheriff's Association board. I am here to speak with you about my concerns for the community, the Sheriff's Department, and my fellow members of the DSA. I am seeking your support and asking that you take the time to listen to each of my members who have come here today to speak. During my time with the department, we have always struggled with budget cuts and a lack of competitive salary. But I've always felt that we were able to make do with what we had, and while our salary was lower than the other agencies, we have stuck it out because of our loyalty to this community. I understand that we are not a wealthy county, and that sometimes budgets are kept tight to make money available for important resources. But I've also always felt that the people of Siskiyou County value their law enforcement as one of the best resources to put that money towards. The last 2 years have been hard on everybody. But for first responders, we were suddenly thrown into doing the same job we have always done, except in the midst of a pandemic. We were met with added stress when we had to work with skeleton staffing because everyone was quarantined for exposure on a regular basis. Then we were met with a political wave of hate and violence directed at our profession. Droves of law enforcement officers all around the country have left the profession, and it has been increasingly difficult to find good, qualified recruits to join us. Housing costs have skyrocketed in Siskiyou County, and with overall inflation, it has been increasingly difficult for the members of the DSA. Many members began to leave and seek employment elsewhere. Some left for new careers, and some left for better-paying agencies. But many stuck around because they are from Siskiyou County, or they have made this place their home, and there was hope of a pay increase in our negotiations. Since January 1, 2021, 15 deputies have left the sheriff's office for various reasons, and 16 correctional officers have left the jail, with several more from both places currently on their way out. That is an overwhelming number for our small agency. While salary is a huge contributor, I believe one of the major reasons for the mass exodus of DSA members is the conduct that has occurred during our negotiations. This is my first time through negotiations, and quite frankly, I have lost faith in the entire process. When we began negotiations in August of 2021, I was hopeful that with new administration we would have a positive experience. I was completely caught off guard by the way we were treated. We felt disrespected, belittled, and undervalued. This has wreaked havoc on our already small department, caused charge emotions, and brought morale lower than I have ever seen it. We have reached out to the county's hired negotiator several times requesting information regarding the overpayment issue, but we have yet to be provided with that. As Mike Johnson touched on, we felt we were being bribed in order to be quiet about the overpayments and CalPERS reporting issues, which, as you can imagine, is not taken lightly by the quality law enforcement officers that we here in Siskiyou County have. And we were told that this was being done at your direction. As you know, many of our deputies choose to be a part of many different special teams the department has to offer, such as SWAT, dive rescue, EOD bomb, search and rescue, and field training officer, among many others. We have always received a small increase in pay when we are assigned to our first team. This is all the compensation we get for essentially being on call at all times and readily available to operate at higher safety risks. The negotiator told us that the county intends to cut that pay, and that is at the direction of the sheriff and the way he wants to take the department. We were left feeling unappreciated for the dedicated hours and hard work we have given this community. As a member of the dive team for many years, I weighed the added risks and increased time away from my family and truly believe it would no longer be worth it. My fear is that these special teams will no longer be available to the citizens of Siskiyou County when others come to the same conclusion. Towards the end of our negotiations, we were told that after the fact-finding process, the county intends to impose a contract with 0% salary increase, increased employee medical contributions, and a decrease in our special assignment pay. This would essentially leave the Sheriff's Department as an unsustainable place to work and cause even those who did not want to leave to seek employment elsewhere. After that, the DSA wrote a letter to the citizens of this county, informing them of the situation and of the circumstances surrounding it. The purpose of this letter was to inform the citizens that we fear the direction things are going, and that if it continues, we will no longer be able to provide the same services to this county. The hope was that the public would seek information from you, the Board of Supervisors, and thus make you aware of the situation. Throughout this whole process, not a day went by that I did not wish I could sit down with you and discuss this. But I was told I could not do so until we were no longer in negotiations. This whole thing has driven a wedge between the DSA members, the governing bodies that employ us, and the governing bodies that employ us. It seems entirely unnecessary, and I truly feel this all could have been avoided and an agreement reached with real, honest, reasonable human discussion. I know many of you have voiced your support for us over the years, especially the last few years, and I'm hoping that you still support us. I am asking now that you take the time to completely and in an unbiased fashion review the progress of our contract negotiations and all the information that is available, including the fact-finding report issued on June 30th. I hope that you will look at both sides of each story that you are told before you make any decisions, and think about the impact those decisions might have on members of the DSA and subsequently the members of this community. I would be happy to provide any information to help clarify and also answer any questions that you may have. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, President West. What I'll do now, President West, I'll go ahead and go down the list of cards.
Thank you.
I believe a lot of the deputies probably filled them out. I apologize if I say any names wrong. We'll start with this Mr. Jeffrey Edgerly.
Okay.
Mr. Jeffrey, okay.
This is about the DSA?
This is about the DSA, it is.
Yes, it is.
Him will be, Lou Merrill, Mr. Merrill. You'll be after that. Go ahead, sir, say your name for the record. And
my name is Jeffrey Edgerly. I'm a community member of Siskiyou County. I live in Mount Shasta currently. I spoke to Myra about this. And requested some information, which Mike and I have had discussions about shutting down quick on a FOIA. The public needs transparency. We're concerned about the deputies. They put a target on their back every day for everyone here. It's a shame to me that a deputy that does that for the community, that cares about the community, would be paid such a salary so low when other counties offer a bigger package. It's sad to say that I've reviewed the public or the county schedules for some of your higher paid employees, including the Dr. Stutz, who makes equivalently to $225,000 a year to mask this community and shut it down when these guys are trying to promote and serve the public. I think that's a shame. I think we can look at the budget, trim some fat. I know that county members work hard. This year I was a part of a project with Laura Bynum, who's a hard worker and deserves every penny she gets, straight arrow. But I'm truly concerned for the community with the influx of crime and the raise. You know, we got all kinds of illegal activity going on in Shasta 812, and there was just the release of the information from the district attorney about the unfortunate death of a member that was shot up there during the fire. This is what they face. So I don't understand how you guys can sit up here and, you know, from an administrative point of view, determine on how valuable these guys are, because they don't make enough. They're away from their families. Their wives, their children don't know if they're going to come home. With people traveling through this I-5 area and these counties, we got some real dangerous people. Fentanyl and all that stuff is increasing. It's just a shame. It almost makes me cry. Most of my family's law enforcement, if not still law enforcement.
I'll have to cut you off there, sir, but thank you.
But thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, ladies.
Mr. Merrill, and after Mr. Merrill will be Mr. Ortiz, in the batter's box.
Ladies and gentlemen of the board, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you on behalf of the dedicated men and women that make up the body of the Deputy Sheriff's Association. My name is Louis Merrill. I'm in charge of the Sheriff's Office, and I've served the department and the people of this county for nearly 26 years. I come before you to offer support for the men and women of the Sheriff's Office that strive every day to make their community a better place and to reasonably provide for their families. I also come to support the efforts of the Sheriff as he struggles to retain staff, to uplift and encourage his deputies through a very difficult time of great personal challenge. I also come to offer you something, a gift of perspective. This is not a cheap gift. This gift of perspective that I present to you comes at a great personal cost. I have seen and experienced many things that God never intended his people to know. I have pulled people from burning buildings, held dead children that were on my own. I have swam in dangerous waters to return drowning victims to their families. And I've worked hundreds of hours at disaster scenes, putting myself at risk evacuating people. I'm no stranger to the hard work and rigors of the job, and even now, knowing the true costs, I face them with both intent and purpose. I wish that I could tell you that my experiences were unique, but they aren't. While the details may vary, these costs and others like it are borne and shared by every man and woman who wears the Sheriff's Department uniform. Every person who intentionally dons a uniform and unknowingly goes where the danger lives. Every person who steps into the arena so that you and the others we protect don't have to. Even with all these things that God has carried me through, I am frightened by what I see happening now. What concerns me most is the current hemorrhaging of good and talented deputies who no longer believe that they are valued by the county and have lost hope that they are supported by the county administration. There was a time when officers flocked to the Sheriff's Office because of fair pay, reasonable benefits, modern equipment, decent cars, and supportive administration. It's sad to say that those times are gone, and now they leave in droves. I remember a time when we had over 70 deputies covering calls for service. Now we barely have 40. The number of calls for service have not diminished, but grown. The nature of calls is not less violent, but more. The scrutiny, legal requirements, and community expectations continue to grow in response to the nation's increased unrest. We have significantly fewer people doing far more with much less, and yet still we continue to strive to fulfill the obligations of the sheriff. There is a growing concern that the value placed on the DSA has not grown with the workload. I too believe this concern has become more and more solidified by recent contracts and current negotiations that do not tend to reflect the county's overall support of the DSA. Now these same men and women are discouraged, disappointed, and frustrated. If I could have another 30 seconds of you, please.
Mr. Rowe, yes.
Now these same men and women are discouraged, disappointed, and frustrated at the lack of county support and feel that they have no choice but to leave to other county agencies to simply provide for their families. But you can help. I do firmly believe that you support the deputies and their overall mission of protecting the people of Siskiyou County. And I do believe that they are genuinely supported by the good people of Siskiyou County. I'm asking to show the deputies that you understand what you are asking of them, and I'm challenging you to show them and are truly grateful for the service they provide every day. In his 1910 speech, Citizen of the Republic Theodore Roosevelt said that credit belongs to the one who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, but who strives valiantly. I'm challenging you to show the men and women of the DSA that you are willing to give them credit for entering the arena on behalf of the citizens of Siskiyou County and support them as they strive to fulfill their role to keep our citizens safe. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Mr. Ortiz. Yes. And after him is Mr. Sam Kubowitz.
Good morning. My name's Richard Ortiz. I've worked for the Sheriff's Office for around 8 years now. That being said, I was raised in the city of Mount Shasta. Moved away for a while and came back because we love it here. So I've prepared this letter. It states, in June of 2021, the CAO's office received an immediate pay increases up to 38%. Others in personnel who serviced this board received immediate raises up to 31%. In total, this board approved a minimum of $405,000 in labor costs with a maximum of $521,000 for the CAO's office this past year alone. That means with a combination of pay raises and new positions, this board has authorized a 49.7% budget increase to this administrative department, according to the approved recommended budgets available online from 2021 to 2022. While those close to the chief administrator have reaped massive rewards in this last year, your county, through its negotiator, Michael Jarvis, has told deputies that they would now have to submit to paying up to $4,800 a year of their salary to maintain their family medical benefits. This county negotiator, an outsider, who's been paid a six-digit salary by this board, has also told our deputies the county will not pay the cost of living increase to keep their wages at their already meager rate. And he has told the Deputy Sheriff's Association that this county does not care about what other counties pay in determining appropriate and fair pay to its deputies. More stunning is that the deputies have also been told that their special duties like SWAT, search and rescue, bomb squad, K-9, and FTO, to name a few, are not important enough to pay those certified in this special training and recommended during the negotiation process to cut their certification from 5% to 3.5%. This county has taken a different approach. This county has chosen to defund the police. Let's be clear, defunding the police is taking money that could be spent on the salaries of valued deputies and reallocating those dollars to other organizations. These choices on the budget shows the value this county places on our deputies. These budget choices have been watched by me and your loyal deputies, and it has sent a clear message. We are not valued in this county anymore. In the past year, though, these officers have lost the belief that they are valued. Worse yet, they see other neighboring communities valuing our former colleagues' experience. Our law enforcement partners who work the I-5 corridor are compensated 21% more than Siskiyou County deputies. Officers in the counties that touch our border pay their deputies 12 to 24% more than your deputy here in Siskiyou. Shasta, Trinity, Humboldt, and Delmore all receive more pay than a deputy in Siskiyou. We can slice this comparison 100 ways by any counties that this board wants to use. The answer is the same. Siskiyou counties, Siskiyou's deputies are compensated less than our counterparts. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ortiz. Mr. Sam Kubowitz, and then after him will be Sean Gana.
Gordon, maybe.
Sean, what was that?
Gordon.
That's it. Sean Gordon. Yeah. Mr. Kibowitz and Mr. Sean Gordon.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for letting me speak today. My name is Sam Kubowitz. I'm a sergeant with the Sheriff's Office, and I've been working with this county for 14 years. Today, I'm one of two people assigned to handle the overwhelming marijuana situation that is devastating our county. You heard me correctly, one of two. It used to be five about a year ago, but there's not enough deputies to staff the marijuana team. With hundreds of plots of land and thousands of greenhouses, there are two people assigned to go in the field and investigate for probable cause. That means going out taking photos, writing search warrants, waiting on a judge, and writing an op plan. And this op plan, operation plan, includes the nearest trauma center for when somebody gets shot in one of these illegal rows. Our marijuana team has only two marijuana deputies, not because the sheriff administration has not allocated the right number of deputies to the marijuana team, there's just nobody to assign. We are seeing a mass exodus because the deputies in this county have lost faith in the county's values as law enforcement. These deputies have stuck with this county, serving them loyalty for years. But there's more. Down the street at Wairika PD, We've lost one deputy and two more by the beginning of August. They offer $2 more an hour for a starting officer than a deputy. And they also give $5,000 to $15,000 in signing bonuses. Mount Shasta Police Department just received a 17.5% raise and 100% paid medical. Mount Shasta also offers a $5,000 to $15,000 signing bonuses. These communities have placed value on their officers and they have treated them with respect and value. These communities have taken their budget and placed safety above all else. This board has it in its power to rescue the sunken ship because we have hit the bottom of the ocean floor. It is all out in the open and we have nothing, we have no draw to bring any experienced officer to this place. We don't have even one single incentive to draw a new recruit. While we have heard persons in this county say, and I don't mean to name drop, but you know who you are, if they don't get paid enough, they can leave. Well, don't worry, we heard you. Problem is, you didn't take into account that we have nothing to recruit with. This board, not the CAO, not the county negotiator, not our sheriff, is the one that makes a decision on the value of this county, county has its deputies. I hope you speak for your constituency. I hope you make your decision on the DSA contract with the thought of how your constituents want to spend their hard-earned dollars. If you want to send a message to your constituency that you honor and respect those in law enforcement, then I ask you to reconsider your position on what is fair to your deputies and choose to send the message. We value you. So there you have it. That's how it came. There are two deputies assigned to the marijuana team. Can I have like 5 seconds or 10 seconds? Our experienced deputies who can write search warrants have left, or are on their way out the door, or mandated to go to the street because there are too few deputies to cover patrol. All of us feel undervalued, and all of us are tired. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Mr. Gordon, up next after him is Mr. Ben Wetzel.
Good morning. My name is Sean Gordon. I've been a citizen of Siskiyou County for 7 years. I'm not a member of the Sheriff's Department, but what is going on hurts me as a citizen, and it will soon hurt you as well. If you have not been a victim of crime yet, you soon will be. The chances are increasing. Many times professionally and as a citizen, I have had to call on the Sheriff's Department to help me and my family. I've seen what they do. I know what they have been called to do. And it hurts to see how they're being treated. If it is the budget you're worried about, remember the cost of how much it is to train new officers every time a seasoned veteran leaves the department. You are throwing money away by not spending money. If you care about the department, put your money where your mouth is. Show them, give them fair compensation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ben Westside, and then Ms. Karen Cabot. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Chairman Chris and members of the board. My name is Ben Wetstein. I want to thank you for this opportunity to speak. I'm not a member of the DSA, but I want to speak out in support of them. I want to offer you the perspective of a lieutenant with the Sheriff's Office who's currently one of the patrol commanders for the headquarters area. We are at a significant staffing crisis. Due to the amount of deputies that have left for better paying jobs and working conditions, we have had to mandate overtime in order to cover the patrol needs of the communities we serve. This overtime schedule is not sustainable because it will lead to burnout, which will result in more deputies leaving for better employment conditions. In other words, we are running these guys into the ground because we've got so many people leave for better paying jobs. Recently, the Sheriff's Office has encountered such low staffing that on a few occasions, we've only had 3 deputies working the entire county, which is a very significant public and officer safety concern. Since January of 21, we have lost 15 deputies of various ranks that have left this department for various reasons, some due to poor pay, which is clearly documented in their resignation letters. Within weeks, our office knows we will be losing 2 more deputies to the Wairika Police Department because of low pay, one of which is an experienced sergeant of 17 years who has spent his whole career at this agency but has since lost hope that this county cares. Since January of 2021, we have had approximately 170 years of experience walk out of our doors. As the prior speaker spoke, that is an expensive walkout. It costs so much money to get these guys trained up into a place where they can operate as a solo deputy, and they have just walked out. 170 years has walked out our doors. Law enforcement is a complex, high-risk job. Because of low pay, we are now losing senior staff, which seriously compromises safety, investigations, training, and our ability to successfully navigate areas of liability we encounter on a daily basis. We are constantly hearing how other agencies are offering significant signing bonuses, giving their officers meaningful raises and even loyalty bonuses in efforts to recruit, retain, and show an appreciation toward those who have stayed. These agencies have caught the attention of our deputies, some of which have already left to join their teams. What the DSA and other bargaining units, including my own, have encountered during negotiations is spiteful treatment from the county's highly paid negotiator, whose arrogance, condescending tones, and use of deceit to manipulate and control the narratives has severely strained employee-employee relationships. His intentional misrepresentation of facts and his failure to communicate in a truthful manner has caused a severe disruption in the working relationships with our own department, has damaged morale as a result. His conduct has also contributed to employees concluding the county has a callous disregard for them. Everyone understands that during negotiations, the county has a job to do. However, I would ask that in the future negotiations, the county consider finding a negotiator whose skills to negotiate in a fair, truthful, and respectful manner are not so underdeveloped as they seem to be with Michael Jarvis. I have been in law enforcement for over 20 years and have worked at three agencies. I have learned about what law enforcement officers are willing to tolerate and what they cannot tolerate. We are willing to tolerate the long hours, the working weekends and holidays, at the expense of time with our families, the shameful treatment we get from the public at times, the threats to ourselves and our families, the dangerous calls, the injuries, and to some extent the mandated overtime. However, with all the sacrifices we have to make, a line is drawn in the sand. Can I get another minute and a half or so? Thank you. However, with the sacrifices we have to make, a line is drawn when we believe our employer has no value or care for us. When year after year this county demonstrates the lack of care and value by providing for our families a reasonable wage, we start looking elsewhere. When confidence is lost in the county, recognizing the value of its law enforcement, we leave to find employers who will recognize it. As a patrol commander, I've attended neighborhood watch meetings that include the communities of Weed, Dunsmuir, Montague, Hornbrook, McLeod, and Hammonds Ranch. Without fail, the conversation in these meetings quickly drifts toward a perceived lack of law enforcement presence. In every meeting, inquiring citizens want to know why we continue to have these staffing challenges. I'm obligated to tell them the truth that the low wages are not sufficient enough to keep the appropriate staffing levels, and that we can continue to lose deputies to better-paying agencies. This often sparks indignation from the citizens who make the connection that the county is not meeting its obligations to assist in providing the law enforcement services they need because of what we are being paid. The county is at a crossroads. The years of low pay without any meaningful measure taken to improve this issue has finally brought on a crisis that has severely affected our staffing levels and compromised the safety of citizens in this county. I think it is time for the county to decide whether it wants a fully functional sheriff's office or not, which will not come without paying competitive wages. This board is the last bastion of hope for the DSA, who is the backbone of everything that the county and the citizens need us to accomplish. Without these guys, we can do absolutely nothing. Nothing. I am respectfully asking the board to intervene on behalf of the DSA and the citizens of this county who are now feeling the effects of its law enforcement being so poorly paid. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Messiah. Under Sheriff Randall.
Yes, sir.